Lawmakers were scheduled to vote this afternoon on a measure that would strengthen President Trump's majority in Congress, but, says ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas,
Texas House Democrats have responded by leaving the state and heading to Chicago in an attempt to deny a quorum and prevent a vote on the GOP-drawn map. Republican Governor Greg Abbott accuses the absent lawmakers of a dereliction of their duty, reminding them that they could be fined, arrested, or kicked out of office for leaving in the middle of a special legislative session.
Democrats say the rare mid-decade redistricting is discriminatory and a violation of the Voting Rights Act. President Trump says he will appoint a new head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics this week. He fired the previous director when poor jobs numbers came out on Friday. Tariffs on almost all of America's trading partners kick in this week. Almost all economists say consumers should brace themselves for price increases. Red flag fire warnings up in Arizona, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, and Oregon as hot, dry weather persists in the West. This is ABC News. In Gaza, airdrops of aid are continuing, but those on the ground say the distribution of food and water remains chaotic, and there's not nearly enough of it to hold off a looming famine. Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff, in and out of two of the world's war zones over the weekend, he's leaving Israel, now is headed to Russia to talk about Ukraine. Pope Leo greeted like a rock star at the so-called Catholic Woodstock. More than a million young people from 150 countries attending the Catholic Youth Festival outside Rome. Here's ABC's Marcus Moore.
Pope Leo calling for peace amidst the man-made tragedies unfolding in conflicts across the globe. His message, one of hope and healing for the world's youth.
We are with the young people of Gaza.
Pope Leo clearly making an effort to connect with young people. There was today's mass with more than a million people. And then just a day ago, he met with young Catholic influencers, encouraging them to share the church's message of hope.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. After a contentious spring election, the state Supreme Court now has a new justice.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Justice Susan Crawford. Let's get you sworn in because we got a lot of work to do.
It's official. Susan Crawford is now a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford was sworn in last Friday at the state capitol. Now Justice Crawford's swearing in begins her 10-year term on the court, and as she addressed the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, she gave a primer on challenging issues before the state Supreme Court. Her conclusion,
from the beginning, this court has stepped up in the moments that matter most. It has taken seriously its duty to interpret our Constitution and protect the rule of law, even when the issues were politically charged, deeply divisive, or hard to untangle.
Crawford was sworn in by Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. She's taken the seat left by outgoing Justice Anne Walsh Bradley, who had her own celebration at the Capitol in June. Crawford's win in April over former Attorney General Brad Schimmel bolstered the court's liberal majority. The race was a repeat of 2023. It smashed spending records for any state Supreme Court race across the nation. Last week, new FEC filings showed that Elon Musk's PAC spent $27 million on petition incentives during the time of the spring election. Musk promised cash and million-dollar prizes to voters who opposed partisan judges. The effort has sparked lawsuits alleging Musk violated state election bribery laws. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while. Now Sal, we don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like. But yeah, we'll just keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather. We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. She's by my excitation.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW FM. Nobody's doing it quite like we intend to do it here. Play great tunes and give you a lot of local Green Bay information.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Together and we'll get it undone someday when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier.
light up. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
The C in rap is silent.
WGBW.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Does the hanky panky.
My baby does the hanky panky.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. And Dan Marcus, Monday morning, the state fair going on now, a Brown County fair starts up next week on Wednesday. Just kind of FYI, I have not had a funnel cake yet this year. I disappoint myself. No funnel cake so far. I'll get to it. A little later on today, you're going to hear some familiar names and voices. Laura McKenna will be here at 9 o'clock. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, Eric Westfall. And then Pete Schwabba returns 6 to 8 p.m. tonight here on WGBW.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues, and the Cow Sills. August 10th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at wistatefair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yeah, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her that I love her. I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn, and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl.
Charlie Rich on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. A country artist, sure, but that song crossed all the way and hit into the pop charts and hit number one in the early 70s. Great song. 721 right now. Temperature has risen a couple of degrees to 62. No rain in the forecast, as Cascades would have you believe. The rhythm of the rain. WGBW.
Something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I
think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I never felt this way.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. I only wanna make you happy, and if you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
What?
That's interesting. Oh, I got to push a button. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I won't say my name. I will say that this is my first day on the job.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. Adults in Wisconsin don't have to wear a bike helmet. Though it's a good idea, state law doesn't require it. But cities and towns can write their own rules, and that's what the village of Ashwaubenon has done amid a complete rewrite of its rules for things that roll. The village now requires helmets for anyone under the age of 16 riding a bicycle, e-bike, or electric scooter. That requirement is rare in Wisconsin. Here's Village Manager Joel Gregozetsky explaining it at a meeting a few weeks ago.
There's only, I believe, one municipality in the state of Wisconsin that has a helmet requirement. The provision within our code basically models exactly their code. It has been challenged and it has been upheld. So we feel confident that that provision would be sufficient.
That other municipality is Port Washington, which also requires all bicycle riders under the age of 16 wear a helmet. In Port Washington, the fine is no more than $25 for parents and guardians. The village of Ashwaubenon has gone further to $50.
If you don't have it in a wallet, you're not going to do any good about it. No. The $5 and $10, that's pit chunk change.
The helmet rule comes as part of a broader overhaul of Ashwaubenon's laws on electric bicycles and scooters. Members of the board say they welcome calls from the community and hope to start a wider conversation about safety as scooters and e-bikes proliferate. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Have you ever wondered what it takes to bring in a hot country artist to the county fair? I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we're going to talk about it this morning. Chris Hesse and Melissa Wolken join us from Variety Attractions out of Ohio. They are entertainment consultants and talent buyers for fairs and festivals. They tell me a little bit about the price tag for a hot country artist.
Your big names, are $1 million and more, and your mid-level acts are anywhere from, $50,000 to $200,000.
And all the up-and-comers are
kind of in that, you know, $20,000 range or less, or even $20,000 to $50,000, and then they're growing really quickly. That's a new trend we're seeing, is they're getting really popular really quickly, and so their prices are changing really quickly. And there's also the cost that goes into the production. It's not just the band itself. They got it catering. You have your lights and sound, the stage. There's a lot of different elements that go into putting on a show, and that's what we help our fairs with too.
A little behind the scenes from Chris Hesse and Melissa Wolken from Variety Attractions out of Ohio. They are entertainment consultants and talent buyers for fairs and festivals across the upper Midwest. And now the next time you visit a county fair concert, you know. We'll talk market news after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Ahead of the weekend, dairy markets were mixed. AA butter down 2¾ cents at 244.5. That is below the week's average for price and the week before that. The 40-pound block cheese closed up 2¼ cents at $1.70.5. That was above that week's average and the week prior. As news around trade deals and tariffs continue to evolve, that's certainly going to play a role in the marketplace today. We're also expecting a few reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture this week. This afternoon, the crop condition report could shake up the marketplace. And then Tuesday afternoon, we'll hear more about dairy production from USDA. For the Midwest Farm Report on a Monday morning, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Green Bay.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy will drop to the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
You wanna leave me?
Studios, downtown Green Bay. Day one, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired. And when I knew to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. Your love was the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you
natural woman.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Story of a wedding night gone terribly wrong. Coming up in a matter of minutes. December 1963, Four Seasons doing that. One of the first Four Seasons songs, I think, where Frankie Valli didn't have the lead vocal through the entire song. Good tune. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Tonight is another food truck night put on by the Brown County Parks and Recreation Department. This one's happening at Pamperin' Park, starts at 5 o'clock. I don't have a list of all the trucks that are going to be there. I'm going to go there, fingers crossed, hoping that I can get my first funnel cake of the season. But again, Pampering Park, food truck night. And it starts at 5, goes until 7:30, and proceeds will benefit the Brown County Parks and Recreation Department. It is put on by those people and the Green Bay Area Food Truck Coalition. And as I'm fond of saying, see you there.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
Who's looking for some free family fun at Fisk Park? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And National Night Out is on Tuesday, August 5th from 5 till 8 p.m. at Fisk Park. This is a nationwide event held on the first Tuesday of August, which brings residents, and local law enforcement, and first responders together in a positive and safe setting. There's going to be lawn games, face painting, arts and crafts, concessions, food trucks, and so much more. Get in on the action. Check it out. Go to WGBW.FM and click events.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Wedding nights, separate rooms.
Now that you're gone, all that's left is a band of gold. All that's left of the dreams I hold is a band of gold. And the memories of what love could be. If you
these eyes. Cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it. Eyes watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, so take a chocolate chip cookie to work. Tomorrow, National Underwear Day, so tomorrow, take your underwear to work.
Started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's
Curve is the place to play.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve is the whiskey from away.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve, I can hear him say. Won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's
Curve. Dead Man's Curve is the place to play.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve is the whiskey from away.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve, I can hear him say. Won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve is the place to play.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve is the whiskey from away.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.